I would like to ask about how the process of the leap from perception to cognition took place in the synthesis in your talk, The NBA Marketing the Minstrel Show. It was really provocative and liberating. Did you go into this with a working thesis? How much did that interpenetrate with some of the work you've done in terms of how embedded and fundamental national oppression is to the base and the superstructure of this country?
Well, I'll try to give a short answer. I'm not sure I can, you know, completely give an answer to that. But there are different elements. I mean, if anybody who's had any contact with me has to listen to a lot of ranting about all this stuff all the time anyway. So this is a constant accumulation of a lot of things, including frustration, you know, which turns into analysis, you know. So that's kind of like, the, you know, the underlying bedrock, you know. And then, you know, I did read this book by Mel Watkins that I referred to, which I actually read in connection. Well, I read it because it sounded interesting to me. And then I went back to it in connection with writing Preaching from a Pulpit of Bones. You know, it's referred to in there and talking about William Bennett and things like, you know, hard work, you know, the virtue of work. And, where you know, the point is made out of that book, you know, all these tales about slaves who managed to evade work and where they all... You know, were they all somehow not virtuous because they weren't hardworking? You know, then there's, in other words, to make the point, there's a social and a class content to that. And he does have this whole thing about the minstrel show and its role historically and socially. And so that was, you know, I guess in the back of my mind, I was thinking about that. And then when it was decided to do that talk, I said, okay, well now here's it. A captive audience, they have to listen to me talk about the NBA, you know. But, you know, since this is going to provide me with an opportunity to talk about the NBA, I should do something socially useful with it, you know. So, I'm only half joking. So then I just thought about this book, you know, and it struck me that sort of like, you know, this is sort of the modern day, I mean, it's not, you know, look, it's taking place in 21st century now, not the 19th century or, you know, whatever. It's not exactly, a lot of the athletes would probably take offense, you know, but this is the same social role, that's the point. It's not the exact same caricatures, but it's the same social role, and that just struck me. So then I went back to, you know, read that part of the book, and you know, some of the things I quoted from the beginning just jumped out at me when I was reading that part of the book, and so then it, you know, it just kind of, try to, you know, use that as a jumping off point to get into some of these other questions that are sort of tied in with it. And, you know, could in the ways in which it could be used, both, you know, both could be analyzed in itself for what it represents and also could be used to illustrate other things, you know, both in terms of content, if you will, and also in terms of methodology. So that's kind of how that unfolded.